Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hope you guys have had a great week. It is the weekend, and I don't want to be one of those guys. I don't want to be one of those regular radio shows that, like, plays that song, "Take This Job and Shove It." I remember growing up, that was something you would always hear on Fridays, or "Bang the Drum All Day." I forget that one. I can't even play stuff. See, that's the thing about it. I can't even play some of the music, because I even got copywritten this week on my YouTube channel by playing that Nightbird song from that chick from America's Got Talent. I don't understand. And if anybody can help explain the rules of how you can get away with stuff, because I see people all the time doing their reaction videos and stuff and playing the audio from, like, the Beastie Boys. It's one of the things that pisses me off the most. A lot of these people that say that they claim to know hip hop and these reaction videos, I kind of do the same thing when I'm playing the news audio and stuff. But, I mean, I'm not playing the actual videos. I'm not just reacting to what's going on. I'm giving you my opinion on the story. And then a lot of these people that are watching these YouTube videos that claim to be hip-hop artists, that are hip-hop fans, and they're black guys, and they're like, "Oh, I've never watched the Beastie Boys before. I've never listened to the Beastie Boys before." Oh, guess what? Fuck you, buddy. Complete and absolute bullshit. If you're a hip-hop fan and you've never listened to the Beastie Boys before, are you really a hip-hop fan? You know, it really, really pisses me off looking at that. So I got copywritten this week just by playing that one thing. But I would like to know how these people that do these reaction videos actually get away with it. So if you'd like to go to my YouTube channel, that one show that I did a couple of days ago, like I said, got copywritten. I gotta do a better job at that now that I am officially a partner of YouTube. But go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Tuttle, and subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to anytime I go live or put up any new content. One of the other important URLs that you need is tuttle.net/vote. Now, if you don't know what Tuttle.net/vote is, when you go there, you're going to be able to vote for me for best podcast not on the radio in the Orlando Weekly Best of Orlando yearly competition that they do. Now, I asked, and I'm very, very fortunate. You know, a lot of these other podcasts, they got all the great equipment. They got all the great studios. They got multiple microphones. They can multi-track. They can do this. They can do that. But guess what? I still am doing this out of a truck or a vehicle. Vehicle makes me sound real Southern. Oh, cuckoo, I'm doing the Tuttle Daily Podcast out of my dad's Ford F-150 that the water is leaking out on the passenger side because the AC coolant is stuffed up. So I got a flood in my studio, but I still don't let that stop me. But guess what else I do have? One of the things that I'm fortunate enough is to have made relationships with one, Josh Kale. Josh Kale from Canada. The dude is a genius, a production whiz. He's got a great booming golden voice. You know, that Kraft macaroni and cheese dude, that bum that had that great voice. He has nothing on Josh Kale, because Josh Kale also knows how to edit and produce stuff. And then Amy Sinha, my good friend Amy Sinha, they did a collaboration. And I asked them to do me a promo. I said, you know what? Usually it's about 30 to 45 seconds. No, do me a funny bit that's going to be great, going to be entertaining, but it's also going to tell people how to be able to vote for me when it comes to the Orlando Weekly Best of Podcast, not on the radio competition. So I've not listened to this promo yet. I know a lot of you guys probably think that I'm bullshitting you, but I really, really have not listened to this yet. And this is an actual reaction video of something that pertains to my show. So here is the promo that Josh Kale and Amy Sinha did for me to promote the Orlando Weekly Best Of competition.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
I don't know if it's just because I'm an Anglophile. And if you don't know what an Anglophile is, I know that probably sounds like a bad thing. You know, a lot of people get freaked out when I call myself a Florida cracker. You know, like, oh man, you can't say that. That's racist. You can't call yourself a Florida. Well, that's what I am. I mean, Florida cracker is a term of endearment. And I also consider myself an Anglophile, but I think it sounds brilliant. You know, all the American men out there, they're like, oh my God, I gotta go look and see what Amy Sinha looks like because she has this great, something about a female British voice. Could you imagine, like, she's a really, really good girl and she would never ever do anything like this, but if she ever had to, she would be perfect at doing those like sexy novels, reading. There's just something about a British sounding voice that is talking dirty to you. And I'm not saying Amy would do that. I'm not trying to sexualize Amy, but I know my audience is pretty much men 25 to 54, and they're going to want to hear an attractive British sounding voice on the podcast reading it. And that's why I wanted her and Josh Kale to work with each other.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listeners' help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listeners' help. Apologies. I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy.
I actually really, really like that, and I'm glad that Amy played along with it. Because, I mean, that's funny, because Amy was like, oh, and then played the whole bashful thing, and then Josh kind of, like, off-puts her, like, oh, okay, thank you, Amy. I thought that was really, really funny. And great sport, by the way, too. Thank you so much to both Amy Sinha and Josh Kale.
Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle, from the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum.
You motherfucker, Josh. Josh. Why the fuck would you make Amy, somebody that I've been talking to on a daily basis, that, you know, she's this very posh, British, Welsh, whatever you want to call her, woman, and you're telling her to read stuff about the random stuff that has been up my rectum. You know, I don't even think I told her about some of that stuff. Like, I mean, she could easily find out that I have had, like, random stuff up my BH when it comes to stunts that I've done on the radio, but Jesus Christ, Josh. Why would you make her read that? And I gotta know, because I'm gonna call Amy and I'm gonna call Josh. I'm gonna find out, like, did Amy, like, ask questions? Did Amy be like, ho, wait, what do you mean, random things up his rectum? Because I'm telling you right now, if I'm a voiceover person and I'm the last person anybody would want me to voice over anything for, I'm gonna be like, all right, so, like, all right, he's had things up his rectum, but, like, what has he had up his rectum? These are questions that I would be asking as a voiceover person.
To making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
God damn it, Josh. I mean, you're really, really, really being stiff with me on this one. These are all things you could have read, Josh. God, see, now you got me all flapped up now. She sounds disgusted. She sounds disappointed. She's like, oh, he started this podcast doing an iPhone 7 and a late model PT Cruiser. Ugh. Wouldn't a late model PT Cruiser be new? Well, they haven't made PT Cruisers in a couple of years, so it really doesn't fucking matter. But way to bury me, Josh. Way to bury me.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and...
Hold up. I have chairs, I got a driver's side seat, and a passenger side seat, and if I bring up the armrest, I can actually have a third person sitting in the Tuttle Daily Podcast studio, not to mention the two in the back seat. So please don't act like I don't have chairs. Matter of fact, my studio is like a Swiss Army knife. Like if somebody's got to go to the bathroom, they don't even have to get and walk out of the studio. I can drive them right up to the public restroom here at the Hobo Fish Camp. They get right out, hop right back in. No bubbles, no troubles. I got cup holders. You can drink in my studio, unlike all these other studios that I've worked at iHeartRadio. They're all like, oh, you better not get water into the board. You better not do this. You better not do that. Guess what? I'm my own engineer. I have a Ziploc bag full of cords, which I call my engineering bag. So, yes, you know, I know you're making jokes and everything, but everything you're saying is actually making what I've been doing on a regular basis even more impressive, in my opinion.
Air conditioning.
I have air conditioning. I just like to turn it off because you want to know why? I don't want the sound of the engine from the PT Cruiser because, you know, when engines get a little bit older, they get a little bit louder. You get a little, you know, knocks like tick, 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 tick. Might be because I might be a little bit low on oil. But guess what? I turn it off. During the wintertime, it's not an issue. Right now, this is the most difficult part of the season when it comes to doing the podcast because I can only record in like 10-minute segments before the heat starts to overwhelm me and I start to pass out. You know how embarrassing it would be like if I died because of a hot car death like a toddler because I was trying to record a podcast and you guys actually got to hear it because it would be on recording. I would probably pass out during a segment, during the heat, and they would find the recording. Unfortunately, it would not be video. It would just be audio, but you would hear me take my last breath as I die of a hot car death.
Actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
We do have running water here, but guess what? I think it's toxic. I think it's like giving me rashes and stuff. I think maybe that's why I've been sick and tired as of late. Because, yeah, really, I mean, the water fizzes like it's carbonated, and it looks like coffee. Not black coffee. I'm talking coffee that maybe you put a little bit of extra milk and cream in. Whatever your choice of poison of choice is, half and half, regular milk, 1%, 2%. I don't really give a fuck, but it's brown, and it fizzes. I'm tempted to put a lighter next to it just to see if it's flammable or not, but yes, I do have running water here.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at Tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at Tuttle.net/vote.
Okay, so is that a British thing? Because we just say Tuttle.net/vote, but she said /vote. Does /vote still work the same way? Because which way is forward? All right, so /backslash would be that way, so that would not work. So /Tuttle.net/vote, so that's that way. Okay, so she's just saying it properly. We, as just dumb Americans, we think everybody needs to be on our system and stuff. So we just say Tuttle.net/vote. She says Tuttle.net/vote. Okay, so technically she's saying it the right way. And we just say Tuttle.net/vote. It's so goddamn confusing. You never know who's right or who's wrong. So I got to tell you, I cannot thank Josh or Amy enough. My God, that was brilliant. I love it. Even though Josh did bury me a little bit. And I really don't care. I mean, I think it's a funny promo. Yes, it is a little bit longer than usual, but I wanted to do something that was entertaining. We get new audiences to play. I want to be able to send this out to like other radio stations that I've worked for. I want to be able to put this up as a promo. So we're going to see what we can do with that. But make sure you vote for me. Please help spread the word. Like, I've talked about this. Yes, it would be for me. But no, it's really, really not. It's for all of us. It's for all of us because this radio show, this podcast, whatever you want to call it, would not have grown. I would be absolutely nowhere if it was not for you, the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast, telling your friends, your family, your loved ones, your neighbors, your coworkers, hell, even your enemies. I've talked about this. If you hate your enemies and you hate me, tell them to listen to my show. You know what? I really don't give a fuck why you're listening, as long as I get the downloads. You know, it was all from that Private Parts Howard Stern movie. The people that hated Howard Stern listened to him more. And please don't think I'm comparing myself to Howard Stern. I'm not nowhere near Howard Stern level. I'm nowhere near a lot of people's level. I'm just trying to do me and have fun while I'm doing it. And I think that it would be a huge feather in my cap. I wish that my dad was around to see this. I know that it's not a big, big deal to be at least nominated. But, I mean, it shows that the hard work has paid off. I'm making a little bit of money to be able to support myself right now with the Tuttle Daily Podcast. And this is all because of you guys. Why I said, if I do win this, I don't even know if they give a plaque, a trophy, or whatever. Like, seriously, this is going to be like the Stanley Cup. If I win this thing, I will, if any of you guys want to spend a day with the plaque or the trophy that I get, I will be more than happy to send it to you. So you can take pictures, we can do stuff with it. Maybe we can attach like a little cup to it or something where you guys can drink alcohol or do whatever in it. I just don't want any of you like jacking off and jizzing in the cup. Maybe we can get like a little trophy. I think that would be great. You know, I think they give away plaques, but if I could get like a semi-decent trophy to give away that we could just start putting everybody's names on, how badass would that be? Instead of a plaque, we just had a trophy that went along with the plaque. Because I when I was just in Tom and Dan's studio, this just shows you how great they are at what they do. I went into their green room and their whole wall is covered. It's like one of those big ass like power play moves where they just throw their big dicks on the table and they're just like, yeah, what do you think now? Because they have all the plaques of all the awards that they've won hung up all over the studio. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. But how badass would it be to have like a cup, kind of like the Stanley Cup? And I'll be the first one. Like, if I win it, I will start the tradition, and I will get a nice, badass trophy made that we can actually put, like, every year when somebody wins, it's there, and it's a cup, kind of like the Stanley Cup. I don't know how it might be. You know what? It might be the cup that Indiana Jones drank out of in The Last Crusade, where the old knight said, you chose wisely, because Jesus, you know. Let's not act like Jesus isn't full of himself. In that movie, they all thought, oh, Jesus was a humble man. He's going to drink out of a wooden cup. Nah, Jesus would have been a player. He would have had a pimp cup. It would have had jewels and all that other shit all over it because you know what? He thinks he's better than us, and you know it. So what I'm trying to say, it might be like a fucking, I don't know, like a one of those big gulp cups or whatever those thirst quenchers are, just like glued to the top of a trophy. And then we could just hand that around to people. I think it would be pretty badass. And that's something that a tradition that I want to start if I win it. So make sure you go to tuttle.net/vote. Tell your friends, family, loved ones, let's get this thing. Let's shock the world, people. Let's show them that the Tuttle Daily Podcast is here to stay. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few seconds. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Great news, folks. You now have the chance to see the face in front of that sexy voice. Right you are, sir. The Tuttle Daily Podcast streams Monday to Friday on YouTube. Anything can happen at the Hobo Fish Camp.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, sir. That's enough. Okay. So go to youtube.com/Tuttle. Don't forget to subscribe and hit that bell button so you're notified anytime Tuttle goes live. Good job, sir. Questions, comments, concerns, compliments, or do you just want to tell Tuttle to fuck off? In any event, contact Tuttle. Tuttle@gmail.com.
It's Tuttle with two D's, dumbass.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to my website, Tuttle.net. When you go to Tuttle.net, you'll be able to find every single place you'll be able to find me online. The one that you really, really need to know is Tuttle.net/vote. Vote for me for the Best of Orlando podcast, best podcast not on the radio. If you guys would like to help me out, there's a couple of things you can do. If any of you, any of my supporters out there that listen to the Tuttle Daily Podcast, and you guys do signage, signs, because I've not been able to get a hold of my merch guy, the guy that does all the signage. I guess, I don't know. I mean, I like Eric. I like him a lot. I hope he's well. I wish him nothing but the best. But anybody that can do signs or signage for me, I know some people that would start hanging up some signs to tell people to vote for me for the Best of Orlando, Best of Podcasts, and not on the radio. If you could get a hold of me, email me, Tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's. See, I got an air bubble there because I burped. Tuttle with two D's, Tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. You know, guys, I've talked about this. If you've been listening to the podcast for any amount of time, you know I'm a big, big fan of baseball. I love sports in general. Soccer, like, it's been progressing. I never played soccer, never, ever competitive soccer in my life. I don't even think I've even played a game of soccer, but I love soccer. I wrestled in high school. I love college football. I mean, I love the NFL, but I love college football even more. But baseball is my jam. My dad, some of the best memories I had with my dad was being my baseball coach, learning from him, him coming to the games, him finding pitching coaches for me, like Bob Sabra. You know, I miss the game. I absolutely love the game of baseball. I've talked about this. I grew up a Braves fan. Chipper Jones's dad, Mr. Jones, was my math teacher twice, not because I failed, but because I had him in middle school and he moved up to the ninth grade. I played 4 years of varsity baseball at Pearson Taylor Middle High School. Yeah, both middle school and high school went together with each other. But we only had the Braves. There were only two teams growing up that you could watch. You could watch the Cubs on WGN, or you could watch the Braves on TBS. We grew up watching the Braves. Absolutely loved the Braves. So me and my dad watch baseball all the time. Now, yesterday, one of the greatest things, everybody loves the pitching performances. I am, because I was a pitcher. I got to see Kerry Wood, one of the most dominating pitching performances I've ever seen, even though it wasn't a no-hitter. I think Kerry Wood's 20 strikeout game was the most impressive baseball pitching that I've ever seen in my life by just one game only. The guy didn't have a great career, but he did a great job. Then everybody loves the long ball. Everybody loves people going yard. Everybody loves the home runs. So, you know, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, that pretty much saved baseball back in the day. Little did we know they were cheating and getting all roided up and shit. But one of the things that happens the least amount of times in baseball, I think, is the triple play. Now, there are all types of triple plays. There are messy triple plays. There are triple plays with just bad base running. There was a triple play yesterday in baseball. It was the Yankees. Now, yes, can't take anything away from this. This was a triple play, but this was more of just bad base running than great fielding, in my opinion.
Chop slowly. Oh, there's a situation at third. The throw is to first. Now they'll throw to second. Runners are hung up. They're going to come home with the throw. They have Simeon in a rundown. He's tagged out. Throw to third. It's a triple play. They pulled a triple play. Second one of the year, and this one falls under the heading of Funky.
Please don't think that I'm hating on a triple play. A triple play is a triple play. There are all types of triple plays that can happen. But like I said, this was not because of great fielding. This was because of the sloppiest, like fielding, or not fielding, but base running you could ever think of. Okay, so these were the numbers. Now, if you don't know baseball, each position is numbered. You got number one is the pitcher, number two is the catcher, number three is first base, and then on and on and on until I think right field is nine. So the numbers on this triple play was a 1-3-6-2-5-6 triple play. Yeah, so that is a little bit of a weird one. I think the sweetest triple play that you can get is a round the horn triple play. So I'm talking, you know, like you got people on first and second. No, first, second, third, or whatever it may be. So you get a ball hit to third, throw to second, 2-1. That is a round the horn. That is what I mean. There's no other triple play better than that. But I got to tell you, a pretty impressive triple play, something that does not happen very, very often, is the unassisted triple play. And I was fortunate enough to be able to watch this happen in person. You know, there's a lot of things. To be able to catch something on replay is one thing, but to catch it live is another. Just like the day that I got off of school early because it was a short day. Because back in the day, they I think once a month, we would get off early on a Wednesday. It was like a half day. I don't even understand what their theories on that whole stuff was. But I came home, and I know that it was on a Wednesday, and I got to see Kerry Wood versus the Houston Astros get 20 strikeouts. I saw that live. I also saw Rafael Furcal, the shortstop of the Braves, get an unassisted triple play live with my pops.
Feeney at second. The runners are going. The hit and run is on. And it's going to be a triple play. Out number two and out number three. An unassisted triple play for Rafael Furcal. One of the few times in the history of baseball that we have seen an unassisted triple play.
So if you don't know what was happening, they had the hit and run on. You had a man on first and second. So a hit and run is as soon as the pitcher goes into his wind up, and he is about to throw the ball, the runners are already going, okay? So the hitter hit it directly to Rafael Furcal, who was at shortstop. You know, instead of running to second base, I guess the second baseman was already covering second on the hit and run. It went directly to Rafael Furcal. He stabbed it, ran over, touched second base because there was already a guy on second, then tagged the guy that was running from first to second all by himself, the unassisted triple play. That's why it's one of the rarest things that happens, because so much stuff has to be done when it comes to that. But that is why baseball is so popular. That is why a lot of people think that it is America's favorite pastime. I know that it's not as popular as it used to be. There isn't. In my opinion, baseball has gotten watered down. Too many expansion teams. The salary cap, kind of like soccer, you can pretty much spend any money that you want to. The smaller market teams like the Rays. That's why I think the Rays, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays, the Tampa Bay Rays, I know they're not going by the Devil Rays anymore, but just to be able to see them be able to compete with some of the big guys, that shit is so impressive. You know, I remember the Braves of the 90s, early 2000s. I just don't see how you would ever get a pitching staff that was as great as the Atlanta Braves were, even though that they were only able to win one World Series championship during that run. I think they ended up winning like 12 straight Eastern divisions. But that pitching rotation of Maddox, Glavin, and Smoltz, those were the main three. Then you had Nagel was in there, and before Nagel, you had Steve Avery, and then you had some closers. You had racist-ass John Rocker as well as Mark Wohlers. So, yeah, that pitching staff was the big dick millionaires of baseball at the time. So, yeah, I got a lot of great memories about baseball. I was watching the night that Mark McGwire beat Roger Maris's 61 home runs. I was watching it with Dad. Every single night we would be watching baseball and they would break in. every time McGuire would come up to bat, every time Sammy Sosa would come up to bat. So yeah, I got some great memories of baseball. It brings me back to the days of my dad, and those are some of the memories that I will never forget. Gonna take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes to wrap up the show. You are listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Wish you could have just flown and had your vehicle arrive a day or two later so you can enjoy more time doing what's important to you? Well, you can. Just give Starfire Transport a call. Let the professionals do the driving while you're flying. Starfire Transport specializes in RV and auto transport. They'll also haul watercraft from boats to PWCs, cargo trailers, and more. Service available throughout the continental United States. So don't wait. Call Brian today at 574-349-4193 or 989-751-6106 for your next move. 10% off for veterans past or present. Also, make sure to tell them Tuttle sent you for an additional discount. That's Starfire Transport.
It's time for the Orlando Weekly Best of 2021.
Right you are, Amy, and we need your help.
Wait, you need my help?
No, the listener's help.
Oh, the Tuttle Daily Podcast listener's help. Apologies, I thought you meant... anyway.
Okay, thanks, Amy. Yes, fans, that's right. Our boy has been nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best Orlando Podcast.
And what a journey it's been for Tuttle. From the pinnacles of terrestrial radio and having various instruments inserted into his rectum to making an attempt at rebuilding his broadcasting career by starting a podcast with nothing more than an iPhone 7 in a late model PT Cruiser.
Look, being nominated for Orlando Weekly's Best of 2021 Podcast hasn't been easy. Sure, the other nominees have fancy stuff like studios with chairs and air conditioning, actual microphones, reliable Wi-Fi, running water.
The point is this, Josh. Our guy Tuttle is back on the air and needs your help to push him over the finish line and into the graces of Orlando audio royalty.
Indeed, Amy. You can vote at tuttle.net/vote.
Let's show the people that Tuttle is back and here to stay. Again, vote for the Tuttle Daily Podcast at tuttle.net/vote.
Want to support the show? Go to paypal.me/tuttleontheradio.
Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Make sure you go to tuttle.net/vote. Vote for me for the best podcast not on the radio in the Orlando Weekly Best of Orlando competition. It would be greatly appreciated. One of the stories that I've been holding on to for a little bit is that, you know, I have always been a big supporter of Apple. I've always loved Apple. I've loved their products. I fought it for so long until my cousin Billy actually was like, you got to try out Mac. Go Mac. And I did. Mac was absolutely brilliant when Steve Jobs was in control. The guy, you know, I know that he did not, like, invent any of the stuff. I know he was not the computer genius, but he was the maestro. He was the one that kept everything together. Everybody talked about how much of an asshole he was. But guess what? To be able to get things done, sometimes you just got to be an asshole. We've talked about this before. My dad would do this every once in a while to keep up job productivity when he was in charge of stuff. And I know this is going to make him sound like a complete asshole, but guess what? You got to do what you got to do because you know what? If his workers weren't doing well, it meant his money and his livelihood. He would not be able to feed me, would not be able to feed mom. And sometimes he would just pull up onto a job site and he would fire somebody. That person could have been doing a great job, could have been showing up to work every single time, but he would fire somebody just to make an example to help out with work productivity. Now, was my dad the one up there doing all the work? No. He had already done that all of his life. It was time for him to be able to keep everybody in line, and that's what he was. My dad was kind of like the Steve Jobs of steel erection companies at the time. But everything is kind of falling apart a little bit. You know, Steve Jobs used to be the guy up there giving the little keynote speeches. Nobody ever missed any of the keynote speeches. You know what now? I could give two fucks. to hear what that wet blanket Tim Cook has to say. One of the things that I've always given Apple credit for is that security. Security, security, security. Even if the cops or whatever come to Apple and say, hey, we need you to unlock this phone, guess what? Apple tells them to pound sand. Now, there are some cases where they've opened up phones, but this next story that I want to talk about, you know, with the new iPhones, the new iPhone 12s, you cannot get those repaired by yourself anymore. You cannot. Apple has made it impossible for you to go to a third-party store and get your phone fixed. It's just impossible to do. And in this next story I want to talk about, Apple paid a woman millions to prevent a lawsuit, but it all could have been avoided, all of this, if she had just been able to repair her own phone. Apple paid a multi-million dollar settlement to an Oregon woman after a repair tech company, the company had contracted, published nude photos of her from her own phone on her Facebook. As reported first by The Telegraph, the unidentified woman sent her iPhone to Apple for repairs in 2016. According to court documents reviewed by the motherboard, two repair techs then posted 10 photos of her in various stages of undress and a sex video to her personal Facebook page. The case highlights the personal nature of our devices and the need for Apple to relinquish its repair monopoly and let us repair our own stuff. Yes, yes, and yes. Now, do I think that the woman should have to do this? No. No, she should not. But if you are keeping stuff like that on your phone and you take it in to someplace for it to be repaired, yes, Apple should not have done what they should have done. But that is, it's kind of also on you. I'm sorry. I hate to be callous. I hate to be that type of guy. And you should be able to keep all that stuff on your phone. But guess what? Before you bring it in, look, you don't even want to know some of the stuff that's on my phone. Before I bring in a phone for somebody to fix, I make sure all that shit's locked down. You know, they sell certain type of apps. And I'm sure Apple can get through that stuff. Who knows? But I put all that sensitive material in that app. I back it up. And guess what? I get rid of that app. And then when I get my phone back, you know what I do? I put that phone back or put that app back on my phone. So you just have to be careful. Should you have to be that way? No, you shouldn't be. You should not have to be that way. According to court records, the woman found out this happened when one of her friends reached out to say her nudes had been uploaded to Facebook. She pulled them down and threatened to sue Apple for invasion of privacy and emotional distress. In this case, the people who uploaded the photos and video worked for a company called Pegatron, which is a company Apple works with to do repairs. For years, Apple has been arguing to legislators that it needs to tightly control who is able to do repairs on iPhones and other Apple products. Now, that is one of the things that always made Apple great. They were able to control the third-party software people that were able to make apps and stuff like that for their stuff. But when it comes to fixing phones, I don't understand why Apple should be able to control that. I think that is complete, absolute bullshit. I don't know if this was done in the state of Florida, but in the state of Florida, it is completely against the law to do revenge porn. One of the core arguments it makes is that allowing unauthorized repair companies to fix iPhones will lead to privacy violations and will cause security problems. Hello, the people that you guys have been paying were doing the same motherfucking thing. This shit would not be happening if Steve Jobs was still around. This case shows how even when Apple tightly controls its repair infrastructure, it cannot prevent disastrous cases like this from happening. In a world where repair is a free and open marketplace, consumers can choose to take their phones to someone who they can trust or can decide to repair their phones themselves. In the current world we live in, you often have to take your phone to Apple. Your phone then has to go to a giant repair facility somewhere, most likely China. the phone is essentially entering a black hole. Yeah. Once again, it is fucked up. You, as the consumer, should not have to worry about people taking stuff off of your phone. But if you got stuff on your phone and you're giving it to somebody else to be able to repair, and you're going on just the trust system, I trust these people that they're not going to take my nudes, or in my case, me jacking off or filming myself masturbating or whatever it may be, or me a sex tape, or me sending a dick pic to a chick. No, that's on me. Also, at the same time, don't be putting your face in pictures, people. Rule number one, never, ever, ever send nudes with your face in them. And never, ever, ever take pictures in a place where things can identify you as. You just don't do it. You want to be in a very, very bland white background room that nobody can see anything, then be like, oh, that's Tuttle. That's Tuttle's cock right there. No, that is the last thing that you want to do. I'm sorry about the show being a little bit shorter today. I'm going to get back into things here. You guys got to be patient with me. Like, I go through my good days. I go through my bad days. Like, yesterday, I wanted to do a live stream. There are also a lot of, outside distractions that I got to just completely drop. I got to drop them. I got to drop them like a bad habit. Because, you know, a lot of people take advantage of my kindness. A lot of people take advantage of me just being a good person, me trying to pay it forward, because a lot of people help me out and I feel like I owe it to people. And you know what? It's coming back to biting me. It's biting me in the ass. It really, really is. And I just need to stop doing it. I got to stop just bending over backwards, trying to please people, trying to make them happy, trying to make people want me in their lives. You know what? Fuck those people. That's kind of the way that I feel about things now. And it makes me feel bad. I don't want to be that way. I hate being that way. I like helping people. But I'm about to cut out a lot of those distractions, because I got to worry about myself. I got to worry about my mom. I got to worry about my friends, family. I got to worry about the supporters that support this podcast every single day. The ones that support me, listen, telling their friends and families, and helping just spread the word, because I kind of owe everything that I have right now. Every little bit of happiness is because of you, the audience, listening to what I'm putting out on a daily basis, and I cannot thank you enough. I'm going to do a live stream later tonight, and I plan on maybe doing some stuff this weekend. I want to thank every single one of you that listen to my show every single day, the ones that have been supporting me from day number one back in 1998, 99, when I started with the Ron and Fez show. I love every single one of you, and I hope you guys have had a great week. I hope you have a safe day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. Like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Sirach. Show voiceover service is brought to you by jcvoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/Tuttle on the radio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com, or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds, .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
A society grows great when old men plant trees, the shade of which they know they will never sit in. Good people do things for other people. That's it, the end.